Chuck Jaffe, senior columnist for MarketWatch, host of Money Life with Chuck Jaffe, and I'm joined right now at the Morningstar Investor Conference by Warren Pearson. He's part of the bond fund management team at the Baird Funds, RW Baird & Company. If you want a ticker symbol, we'll talk about their core bond fund. That's B-A-G-I-X. But Warren, let's talk in general about bonds, because it's a pretty interesting time. You got a little bit of headline action in the day or in the last day or so, but that doesn't mean we're going to see a whole lot of other action. So is this one of those things that it's a lot of noise signifying nothing, or is there something behind it?
Well, I think it's good to put it in context of what bonds have done so far this year. And I'll say that bonds have had surprisingly, I may even say disturbingly, high returns this year. I think it was a surprise that interest rates fell. Not too many people were expecting, not too many people held that outlook that bond, interest rates would fall and that bond returns would be in that 4 to 4.5% for the first 5 months of the year. So I think as we look forward to the remainder of the year, it would make sense that there may be some challenges for the bond market. And some others are starting to come out a little bit here in the recent days.
Since the Morningstar conference started yesterday, I've talked to a number of bond managers, and they're all sort of fairly consistent about saying they don't expect rates to rise for the remainder of this year. Targets have been 12 to 18 months, and then for most of them saying it'll be a slow step up when it finally happens. What are you seeing as the rate outlook?
Well, we try to take a longer-term view. We've been saying for a while that we think rates can stay lower, longer than a lot of people think. And it's interesting, those very discussions about the timing and the magnitude of increase in rates have really been around for the last several, probably 3 or 4 years. And so we're not in the camp where we don't see a significant increase in yields. We think that there's, as the economy continues to grow a bit, not inflationary pressure, but with the taper, growing economy, it's likely that we could see some upward pressure on yields, but we're not looking for a real significant increase in yields.
You know, there's a saying on the stock side of things that the market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. What are we talking about when we are talking about rates this low and how long they're staying this low? What is the parallel?
Yeah, well, I think we say, too, that it in many ways it's Fed policy in action. I mean, the Fed is extraordinarily accommodative, has been for the last 5 years plus. And we think that, with that much money floating around in the system, there's a lot of cash looking for returns. And part of that is we think the Fed has been successful in keeping Treasury yields, government yields in particular, artificially low. And as long as they are still extraordinarily accommodative, even with the taper happening, I think it makes sense that yields will probably still stay relatively low in an historical context.
That being the case, if somebody's looking to find an improved yield, where are you telling them to look right now? Between the funds that you run, you can go pretty much anywhere in one vehicle or the next. So where is the place that you think is the sweet spot?
Well, we think, the intermediate space, if you've got a fund that's, in that, 1 to 10 year, but, an average maturity of, say, 5 to 7 years, we think that's a bit of a sweet spot. The yield curve is very steep, so we think you get the bulk of the value in the bond market without exposing yourself to, what we would call the outlier risks of being way out the yield curve. Also, we like the investment grade space. Recognize there's still some additional yield and high yield, but those spreads and those levels are at historic low points. So we're really just cautioning people against, at this juncture, of going too far out the curve or too far down in quality. When investors really start stretching for yield, if you look at history, oftentimes that doesn't end so well. So we discourage investors from getting offsides, if you will, and not going, way beyond their normal risk parameters.
One area that you didn't discuss in there, and maybe you did if it falls into the general risk parameter, is mortgage backs and some of those papers. We are seeing strong signs that there's a housing recovery that's going to continue for the foreseeable future. How does that play into the mortgage back space?
Yeah, the mortgage back space, we would think those, that's one area where the Fed, in the quantitative easing, now down to, spending just $40-some-odd billion a month, purchasing half of that in that sector, they've had a pretty good impact in keeping those yields low. There's not been a lot of supply, being created. You might see a bit of supply come back up if there's a, kind of a rebirth in the housing market. But that's one sector where we do see a fair amount of extension risk. If and when you do see interest rates start to rise in a steep yield curve, mortgages can extend in duration pretty significantly. We're still at relatively low rates. The durations have come up, gone up a bit. But we think for a lot of homeowners that are, in fixed rate, 15, 30-year mortgages are very attractive levels. They're not going to be anxious to prepay those. And you could see those, mortgages extend potentially fairly significantly.
Warren Pearson, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Good to talk to you.
Warren Pearson is part of the bond portfolio management team at the Baird Funds. If you want more information, it's bairdfunds.com. If you want to learn more about the Baird Core Fund, it's BAGIX on the ticker. For MarketWatch and MoneyLife, I'm Chuck Jaffe.